considered?
Absolutely, it was came up during World War One, and it was meant to charge spies, enemies of a country, and this is what is being used against, citizens who are revealing to the public whistleblowers.
Kevin, hang on a second. We have to do this, if you possibly can take a bit time tomorrow, because it's a very bad connection and it's very hard to hear. Could we do that, please? That would be terrific.
But I am going to be in the same location, so I don't know if it'll be better. We could try. Yeah,
let's try. Thank you so much. We have Barrett Brown on the other line. Barrett, it's very good to hear from you. Tried a long time to get you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I understand you did, and I saw it, actually, I heard it, the interview, there was an interview with NPR. My understanding is that lessons learned, that you're doing exactly the right thing, and in fact, anyone who has not been in prison is doing the wrong thing. This is the right thing, is challenging the system. Talk about that for just a couple of minutes, just a minute, if possible. We're pretty much out of time here.
Yeah, because we're launching something called the Pursuance Project, which I've been working on for a long time, which I sort of tweaked while I was in prison, kind of fleshed out. This is a collaborative framework for activists and citizens and researchers to work together in a more efficient way. At any rate, because of my background working with Anonymous, oftentimes it's hard to explain the nuances and subtleties of, say, civil disobedience, that kind of thing. And so did an interview with NPR because, of course, we were trying to get our message out, trying to get people to participate. And you always roll the dice when you deal with a large outlet like that. You don't know who's going to understand things, who's going to not understand things. But the bottom line is that the NPR interview came out the other day, and an article on their website, the headline of the article was, "Anarchist Explains How Hackers Cause Global Chaos." And of course, that's not really what I was there to explain. We didn't. That didn't really